This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a guest that was on my show a long time ago, but I am super excited to have him on my show. The technology they have is second to none. We are talking about Enfuse Inc. Well, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUSZ. And with us today is Rory Cutaia. He is the founder and CEO of the company. And Rory, thank you very much for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Yeah, it's been a while. Glad to have the opportunity to catch up with you and your listeners. So thank you for the invite.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of what your company is all about, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. We started with a pioneering interactive video technology. That's a technology that allows people to actually click on the screen to interact with whatever the content is that they may be viewing. And we saw that as a really powerful tool to be used in sales and marketing. And rather than just stop there, we built an entire CRM, enterprise scale CRM platform around it, so that as people watched videos and they were able to send them out through drip campaigns, and as people watched them, they'd be able to respond in real time while they're watching, and all of that interaction with the video is tracked and analyzed and reported back into the system for the salesperson using it, so that it would help them close sales more frequently, help mitigate any problems salespeople may have in not being sufficiently well trained or being new to sales. And we've seen from independent studies now, conversion rates have gone up. One recent study was over 463%. We've seen even higher than that. But that's a game changer for someone in sales who's struggling to make quota, et cetera. So that's the base application.
You know, augmented sales intelligence software, you guys are the pioneers of that. That being said, how has it evolved over the last 2 years? How did, you know, when you guys started, where you guys are at now, and what's the future? How do you see that vision?
Well, you know, just a moment on what we're actually saying when we're talking about augmented sales intelligence. We've all heard of artificial intelligence and what the implications of that kind of technology are. And more recently, what we're hearing is that the term AI is now referring to augmented intelligence, where you're using software that acts as a tool to enhance an individual's capabilities, whatever it might be. And what we've done is created a tool, as I've described it a moment ago, where we're analyzing how people that are watching your sales and marketing videos are actually engaging. And we're analyzing that information and reporting it back through the application to the salesperson to help them make better decisions. In some cases, the application will actually make the decisions and proactively send the next best response to that particular prospect based upon how that prospect interacted with the video. And we really believe this is going to really make a gigantic impact, not just in this industry, but many other industries, where you can analyze that data and truly automate the sales process. So that's what we're referring to when we talk about augmented sales intelligence. It's a new category. We've named it. We're speaking with some of the thought leaders, like Gartner, as an example, who understand it, see the value in it, and are considering adopting it as a new broad category. And we're certainly the leaders and the pioneers in that space. We intend to build on that over time.
Well, there's no doubt you got a great platform. You got a great technology. How are you going to target your markets? Who are your markets? And how do you choose them?
Well, you know, this is what we see now as is not just a tool to interact with the video and distribute content and information. It's also, and what we're seeing now, an incredibly powerful tool for gathering data, as I just explained. It's not simply just a really clever and effective way to get a prospect's attention, get them engaged, and try to communicate sales and marketing information to close a sale. It's really so much more than that. It really now has evolved to a data gathering tool. Since people are just far more likely to be engaged by watching a video than I guess reading almost anything, and the ease of responding in the video and providing information by simply clicking or tapping on the screen while watching it, it really does open up a whole new world of opportunities for anyone seeking to gather and analyze data, whether it's a poll, testing, sales and marketing automation applications, as we've talked about. But one of the things that we're seeing right now that we're very focused on for early 2019 is the use of this kind of technology in clinical trials to collect data from participants in new drug trials. So think about that. How does it happen now? Well, what happens is these people are undergoing these tests, taking these experimental drugs, and then people are calling them to ask them, how is their body reacting to it? And sometimes these people are not going to be very forthcoming in sharing that kind of information with somebody over the phone for a variety of reasons, including they may just be embarrassed to share the kind of things that they're experiencing. So it makes it so much easier, so much more accurate, if these people could simply look at a video and they could look at it on their mobile device anytime, completely privately, anonymously, and all they need to do is click on the screen while they're watching the video to respond to whether it's questions or images or other things that make it far easier to provide more accurate information about what they're actually experiencing. And then take it one more step. When someone is calling them on the phone, they're writing down the responses, and that is an interpretation, if you will, of what that person said. And then that needs to be interpreted once again to input into the whatever the health styled artificial intelligence analytics machine that they might be using for that particular trial. Where with what we're doing, having the interactive video at the front end, that data goes immediately without additional interpretation right into the system to be analyzed, whether it's IBM Watson Health or some of the others that are out there. And as a result, you have better data going in and you have far better data coming out. And that's good for really all of us.
My guest today is Rory Cutaia. He is the founder and CEO of Infuse Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is FUSZ, stock price around 23.5 cents. Regarding your latest press release, Sound Concepts Acquisition, what's going on with that? Can you bring us up to speed and tell us anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've made no... you know, we haven't been shy about going after the direct sales industry. We think direct sales, network marketing, affiliate marketing, we think that that's a gigantic area that it, for a lot of reasons is extremely attractive for us. First of all, there's somewhere north of 100 million independent sales reps that are engaged in direct sales. For many of these people, they are inexperienced, untrained, returning to the job market after many years, and others looking for a second income. And these people need a simple, easy-to-use lead gen sales tool that allows them to leverage the power of interactive video tools to tell the story that maybe they're just not sufficiently qualified or skilled to do and close sales. But there's really another reason why I really like this direct sales space. It's because we talk now about artificial intelligence and augmented intelligence. What I'm really talking about is basically the automation of everything. We're hearing about Internet of Things, self-driving cars, Amazon Alexa, robotics. And what we're going to see, and I don't think a lot of people are really really focused on this yet and really appreciate what's going to happen. As attractive as this new technology is, what we're going to see in the next 10 years is a massive displacement of jobs as machines and software replace people, doing their jobs faster, better, cheaper, safer.
Very good point.
And and McKinsey, for example, which is a great source, they predict that over the next 10, 11 years, we're going to see 400 million people displaced from their jobs worldwide. Now, that's a massive problem. What I expect, I really believe this is a very logical and possibility, and we're very focused on it. I think a good percentage of these people, they're going to end up in the direct sales and affiliate marketing space because that's the kind of people that are being attracted to it right now. And these people are doing well. For the most part, a lot of these people have found a career in that space. And there's really nobody out there in terms of sales tools servicing it and doing a better job than this company called Sound Concepts. And we've been trying to break into this space for a couple of years for these reasons. But it's hard. It's a very, very relationship-driven industry. And we've been trying to do this for 2 years. It's only in the past few months now where we're seeing the owners and corporate-level executives at these companies starting to pay attention to us. But Sound Concepts has been at this for 30 years. They started as a provider of printing and other kinds of marketing materials for a lot of these companies, and they've developed very, very close relationships, and they're highly respected in this space. And more recently, they developed a mobile app that is a digital sales tool specifically for people in this space. And they're killing it. The company's growing at an incredible rate. They've got just about 500,000 monthly paying users on their platform. They added 200,000 people, I think, just in the past 10 or 12 weeks. So they are on a tear. So we're looking at this company, we're looking at their application, and we're thinking, man, if we incorporate our technology into that, then this just becomes the killer application and for that space, not only for that space, but then we move on to other sectors together with this kind of platform coupled with our own. And that's really what was super attractive for us. And we recently executed the merger agreement, and we're well on our way to integrating the two companies. In fact, we're looking to have a joint combined application in the market by January. So we're really, really moving forward aggressively with this. And we think this is going to add enormous, enormous shareholder value on top of what we're doing right now.
Well, Rory, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. We're running out of time, but in closing, is there anything that you would like to illustrate to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to?
Oh, there's so much going on. We would need another several hours to go through it. But take a look at what we're doing. Take a look at our videos and our website. Take a look at Sound Concepts. I think that you'll see something very attractive here, very interesting and game-changing.
You can go to their website, www.nfuszz.com. Rory, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on with your company. I would greatly appreciate that.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.